King County is getting older. People over the age of 60 are soon expected to make up almost a quarter of the population. With that comes more demand for geriatric services, including the revival of a program some county officials say was a valuable tool in the fight against elderly abuse. 88.5's Max Wasserman has more.
A year has passed since the county's contract fell through for its geriatric regional assessment team. Clinicians with the program would respond to reports of elderly abuse and give potential victims in-home screenings for dementia. If the test was positive, they would notify Adult Protective Services. Now, abuse reports are at an all-time high, and so is the need for mental health evaluations, according to the program's former supervisor, Karen Kent.
The older adult population is growing rapidly, and to not be prepared with specialists in that area is, unbelievable.
The program is on track for renewal in 2019 through levy funding. Kent says she only hired seasoned clinicians with experience in geriatric care when she managed the team. She says it takes a special balance of commitment and compassion to work with the elderly.
You wouldn't believe the number of mental health therapists have said to me, how can you stand working with older adults? It'd be so depressing. Well, yeah, they get ill, they get terminal. We had clients dying, but I always felt like there was hope to offer them. That I had something to walk in and say, here's what I could do for you.
Officials with King County's Behavioral Health and Recovery Division say they wanted to renew the program as soon as the contract fell through with the hospital overseeing it last summer. They add the program will be similar to the original, but a community task force could suggest changes to better address mental health needs. Max Wasserman, 88.5 News.